The next exercise is reflecting and contemplating the animal realm. And this is the third of the three lower realms, or considered the three lower realms, the hell realm, the hungry and ghosts and preta realm, and the animal realm. Now, how does this animal realm come about? Is due to sentient beings' ignorance. And due to their ignorance, they are easily taken advantage of, and they also have no idea of practicing the Dharma. If you really think about it as an animal, how much ability do you have to practice and to learn the Dharma? If we have to sit next to an animal and teach it for days on end, maybe years on end, how much Dharma is it going to remember? How much Dharma is actually going to enter into its mind stream? The animals also experience great suffering. Many of them live in fear. If we look in wilderness, the little animals are often being pursued by the bigger animals. The bigger animals may be pursued by other hunters or predators. The bigger animals also may have smaller insects or other animals eating at their flesh, which also causes great pain. So they live in pain and suffering. We often just think of the animals that we see with us at home, our dogs and our cats, and it looks like it's a dog's life. But these are, in comparison to all the other animals, really very few. And also, as the pet, how much freedom does the pet dog or the pet cat really have? Then we see that these animals in the wild are often in a state of fear and often experience suffering. We look at the domesticated animals, they also have great suffering. Look in the old days, the oxen, how they used to work until they were exhausted. And when they got old, they were just slaughtered or butchered. Look at how many animals are raised for the sole purpose of profit. Their whole life, the farmer is just looking to see how and when they can make a profit out of this animal. So they're just being exploited. And imagine the suffering when you see the animals in front of you being slaughtered. When you yourself are being slaughtered or butchered, see how pigs squeal. Other animals cry out when they're being slaughtered or butchered. Look at chickens kept in these cages. They can't move. They even bite themselves if they get a chance. So their beaks have to be clipped off. And they're just kept there solely for the purpose of laying eggs. Really, they experience great suffering and lack of freedom. And the suffering of being butchered as well. Look at, if you go to these wet markets and you see these fish, imagine being a fish, you pulled out the water, your head is smashed against the side, some concrete slab or smashed against a rock, and then when you come around, your stomach, your intestines have been ripped out, you've been gutted. Imagine the insects, the suffering that they experience because they go into gardens and they get sprayed with poison. And then too, those birds that maybe eat the insects also experience suffering from poison. All around, there is the experiences of suffering. And again, then, as we did in the other examples, visualize. Imagine the suffering of those animals. Maybe imagine yourself being gutted or yourself being taken to being slaughtered. Use these different examples to bring up and think about the suffering of animals. And then again, think, let me do as best as I can not create the karma that in my next life I end up in the animal realm. The second is really bring about great compassion towards these animals, to all animals, for the suffering they experience, and really wish from the bottom of your heart that they may be freed from the suffering, their suffering. And the third is, again, compare this to the human life and think how fortunate we are. Compared to the animal life, generally as a human, our life is much, much more fortunate. And as a human, if somebody just explains the Dharma, for most humans, they can very quickly understand and maybe be able to put it into practice. Unlike the animals, you really can explain for so long and they won't understand, never mind, put it into practice.